nowhere. I think we have a quorum and everybody being here, so thank you for being here for the Technical Advisory Committee meeting, so we're going to go ahead and begin. Hopefully, members had a chance, everyone had an opportunity to review the amendments, and if you did, would suggest we have an approval or a motion for approval?
I move that they be approved.
Is there a second?
A second.
Are there any corrections or additions to the minutes anybody's found? Any other discussion about it? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Those are approved. So let's move on to old business, and Pam, you're going to give us an update on the project.
For the City of Evansville, the COVID Avenue Road Diet, the right-of-way engineering is complete, and the appraisal process is underway. For Walnut Street, the field topographic survey is complete, preliminary design and environmental processes underway. And I do believe that they're getting ready to set a meeting, kind of have an open house for property owners that could be affected by the project, so that they can start initiating some conversations and just let everybody know, you know, this is coming. We don't have specific impacts at this point in time, but it's more outreach and start that engagement process.
So for Martin Luther King, as you're going toward at least those couple blocks that are part of the medical campus, that will be continued on as you're going over to Van, something similar in that kind of thing. But that is a separate project from what we're talking here, correct? Yeah, the stuff that's happening in front of the medical campus, the improvements are around Walnut Street right now.
Right, that's separate. Yeah,
that's separate right.
But
right.
This project picks up from where
right,
that
well,
ends.
Right, there it is, right.
Yep, and takes it on.
This is the Walnut Street connector.
Yep.
Right,
yep. Pigeon Creek Greenway Project, the high rail corridor. Tree removal is complete and the subgrade construction activities are underway. Vanderburgh County, Green River Road, Kansas Road. Project has been moved to the August 2018 letting. Mitigation site has been separated from the road contract and set up as a separate contract, and the mitigation site has been scheduled for the January 2019 letting. For NDOT projects, the U.S. Highway 41 fix for 41, the bridges over the Ohio, the contractor is working on the structural steel for the bridges and road reconstruction on the northbound lanes. This work will continue through the fall. Kentucky Transportation Cabinet Projects, Kentucky 2084 and Kentucky 812. The joint inspection meeting, it was originally proposed for June 6th, that's going to be rescheduled.
You have a date for the rescheduling, is it yet?
Not yet.
You have a date for rescheduling, that meeting is here? Okay. Okay. Any comments or anything regarding the project update? If not, we're going to move into new business, and that's modifications to the TIF.
Okay, these modifications are just informational, and what this modification is the splitting of the Green River Road mitigation out of the Green River Road corridor project itself. So we've got the two separate contracts now. The road project still remains from Kansas Road to Boonville and Harmony, and then the environmental mitigation site is a separate contract now.
Any questions regarding that? Okay, we're moving on at lightning speed today.
Oh yeah,
blistering!
Goodness gracious!
Right,
it must be the leadership here. I'm telling you,
it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, is there any other business to bring in front of the committee? Doug's looking at the clock.
No. This is perfect. I got 11 o'clock.
That's perfect. 11 o'clock. If not, are there any public comments that anyone?
Yeah, I've got one. Okay. The other week, I asked, is there anybody here from the state?
Not today.
From which state?
I'm in Indiana.
Yeah, I was going to say
there's Kentucky as well.
I made a comment. I'd like an answer why they don't put a sign on the expressway. Large trucks keep your right. They have it every other place but here. And the trucking is, big trucks are a problem, and the left turn, especially out on the west side when the grain is coming in, they're all trying to get to the river, and their left turn off the Lloyd is a hazard. I'd like to see somebody do a study of making all trucks turn right on Wabash and go around, and of course they'd have to have some properties purchased to make a circle and go under the expressway onto Ohio Street. This would eliminate a lot of the left turns the trucks going to the ports on, I mean, the granaries and what all on the riverfront. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Any additional public comments? Okay, if not, then I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Here we are. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.